The views expressed at WTFlandia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion. For entertainment purposes only. This episode of WTFlandia Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF. Not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. Not bought to you by Pfizer or any of its associates. Have you seen what's in that vaccine? Make sure you're reading the ingredients on anything you put into your body. You can thank me later. And this episode is not brought to you by McDonald's. Don't you dare put your lips on that sh.
The dangers are no longer distant risks. I have seen across the Commonwealth and beyond countless communities which are unable to withstand repeated shocks, whose lives and livelihoods are laid waste by climate change. Surely, real action is required to stem the growing toll of its most vulnerable victims. We are carrying out a vast, frightening experiment of changing every ecological condition all at once, at a pace that far outstrips nature's ability to cope. And we need to remember, too, that the indigenous worldview teaches us that we are all connected, not only as human beings, but with all living things and all that sustains life. As part of this grand and sacred system, harmony with nature must be maintained. The earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth.
Well, God save the king. Oh, and when I mean king, I think we should understand one thing, and that's one thing only. King Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, aka Lamb of God, Lion of the tribe of Judah, God save. God doesn't need to save the king. He saved him. He pulled him from the depths of hell after he died so that we could live. And ironically enough, Yeshua HaMashiach saves us. The sheep. The sheep that are being led to the slaughter. What the heck? Oh my goodness. God, see, Jesus is called the shepherd. Yeshua is called the shepherd. We are the sheep. If you follow him, you're his sheep, right? And so what do sheep do? They follow the shepherd. They know the shepherd's voice. They actually walk after the shepherd because that's a safe place, right? It leads them back to eat, to food, to water. You know what I mean? Sheep aren't the smartest animals in the stable. So they're also not the stupidest. So, yeah, God, save the sheep, because that's lost. That little verse that he spoketh there, that little indigenous saying, as he called it, isn't what I read in my Bible. in fact, it's quite the opposite. And to be honest, I don't do philosophy.
I don't do ancient tales because my people are the indigenous people of this earth, and there's been a lot of witchcraft and sorcery in our indigenous bloodline, and Jesus is the only blood that can remove that, that can save us from that. So I tend to go with biblical scripture only. Not tend to, but I do only. And that's because, you know, through time, it's brought me to this point to understand that I lean into the Lord and the Lord only, not to philosophy. Philosophy and such can really lead us astray because it's so wise and so smart, and people are really smart, and they can put a video together and put some sound on the back of the end of it, and you think, oh, that's the way to go. So, welcome to WTFlandia Radio Show, folks. It's your host, Char Michelle, and we dive into to the Bible for our knowledge. Because, yeah, everything else is just uncivilized. If you're new, yes, you have clicked on the right podcast. This is the podcast broadcast of your dreams. We tend to dive into the topics that are tough to chew on, politically speaking. And such, society and culture, we take a comedic stance, parodic or satirical stance sometimes, but very poignant stance on the world issues around us. And here we are with, at the top of that episode, that was King Charles, the one of the largest handholders of stolen African jewels. But that's neither here nor there. That won't stop climate change or whatever experiment he talked about there that we're doing to the world. Anyways, I want to go to the scripture first and we can dive into my thoughts. Genesis 1:26, then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it." Take over. That's what subdue means. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. And then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. And yeah, that's Genesis 26 to 30. You can read forth from there. I'll just take it on all the way to the 31st verse. God saw all that he made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning on the sixth day. So he created everything in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested. And this is what I'm doing today on Sunday. One, I have a vicious cold that has run through my household. And of course, it ends on my throat, on my doorstep, at the very last living creature being in the household, which is myself. So here I am, scratchy throat and all, but I couldn't let that news pass. That's a COP24 convention, climate operational, whatever. Some climate change convention that they're having right now over somewhere overseas. I'm in Canada, so somewhere in Britain, I think, that they're having this. It could be in Sweden or Davos, Switzerland. I'm not sure. But that just started today. Today's the opening ceremonies. And of course, King Sausage Fingers had something to say, to open up the proverbial floodgates of thought in my brain. What is he talking about here? What we have created. Experiment. What experiment are you talking about? You talking about the crop dusting, the crop seeding? Are we talking about chemtrails? What are we talking about? We're talking about the Hawaiian fires? Because if you're saying this and you're saying it out loud, and truth is stranger than fiction, or truth is hidden in sight, plain sight, and you said that, and because, you know, you have to be truthful, because the job of a Satanist is to tell you what they're doing, whether it's in the Simpsons episode or from at the COP 2023-24 convention, where Prince Charles said the experiments, we can't be experimenting with nature. Is it CERN? What is he talking about? What are you talking about, sir? What are you talking about? I know you sorcerers are doing some witchcraft to our world, but like, goodness, Elon's trying to break open the firmament. What is happening? I just need to know what's happening. I need to know why you guys are trying to play my father, who's, well, he's not gonna, this isn't gonna be funny soon. It's not gonna be funny, because also the Bible does say that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that's a fact that we cannot get beyond. So if you can understand that, Romans 14:11 and Isaiah 45:23, they're very sure. It's a very certain scripture. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me and every tongue will acknowledge God. So we can play like we don't. And then he says it twice, because when God says something tight twice in the Bible, he means business. And it says it again, Isaiah 45:23. By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity a word that will not be revoked. It means it ain't being taken back. Period. Before me every knee will bow. By me every tongue will swear. That's what that means. So I think that this means that we're going to encounter the real, real, real bigness, the largeness, the truth of who God is through Jesus. And that's feeling like it's happening sooner than later, because, well, if we keep messing with the earth like we're doing, we're not going to have anywhere to go but to our Creator. And I find it interesting that the world is doing this backward shuffle, this deceit. Shuffle right now, as we, what in my opinion, shimmy our way towards the end time. Well, if the earth is imploding itself, well, whilst simultaneously restructuring its, you know, inhabitants, I'll say. Wars. That's what I'm saying. Wars are happening. People are dying. Okay? Viruses, plagues, famine. Everything's happening all at once. What the heck? This has never happened. Wars, floods, fires, everything. This is like a whole baby. This is the birth pangs, right? Yeah, here that the Bible talks about. Matthew 24. Read that. But seriously, this is like wild, because these things have not happened all together. They've happened, sure, certainly they've happened throughout time. Okay? They have the children reading Bible, reading stories about burning Bibles in school right now. My kid comes home like, Mom, we're reading a story about burning the Bible. The freak is happening. That, we got teachers taking children to nude beaches. Not on my watch. I wouldn't, if I would have known about it. But so we got to do some pausing and stopping and really speak loud for them to hear this stuff is not okay. I don't know what's going to happen, but something's going to happen. This is wild. We're living in times where your yes does not mean yes. It means no, and your no means yes. Okay, that's what it means to people. And especially if they're within the agenda. Okay, they're just pushing this WEF. Tell me without telling me that you're down with the World Economic Forum by getting double that, triple, for quadruple vaxxed. Putting how to change your gender into kindergartners' books, and trying to enforce that upon families that disagree with that kind of ill logic. So it's happening. If you have a UN flag waving out in front of your home, you're probably a part of, you know, some sort of deeper agenda in this world that you might not even be aware of. But, you know, because you're trustworthy. A lot of people are in this because they're trustworthy. They trust the science. They trust the government. They trust. And let me go on to say, I'm not saying that you should not have trust and faith in your leaders, because the Bible does say that too. We should trust. We should have faith. We should pray for them. And that's what I'm doing at this point. But when trust has been broken, which it has, because human beings are human beings, and not everybody's reading the Bible and God-fearing. So you have that, and that's just the honest truth. Then you have to, you know, just pray and pray some more. And let go and let God, and realize that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So within that structure and time frame, you spread the good news, which is the coming of Jesus Christ, because that's all that really matters. I'm drinking tea to clear out my throat because it's very dry and scratchy right now. But there's some people who are not drinking tea. They're not even eating. The lights are out. They're bombed. Their children are dead. And hospitals are no longer able to treat patients because the hospitals are bombed. That doesn't sound like a humanitarian existential crisis. I don't know what does. This sounds like this is out of the playing books, and no longer does anybody care, because we stopped talking about the news. The protests have dwindled down. The war is still raging. You know, it's just like the protests when George Floyd was brutally murdered. We had protests. It went on and on and on about people out during a pandemic. It was a horribly chilling yet beautiful connecting of human beings saying, no, this isn't okay. But what happened was we painted a couple of Black Lives Matter murals down main streets and boulevards, and that seemed to temper the protest down, put a band-aid on it, and everybody got back to life, and Black lives still aren't mattering as much as other lives, which is very strange and very weird. I'll never understand why Black people are looked upon as less than anybody. It's such a deviant lie and disgusting. It's ridiculous. Black folks, you're beautiful. You're kings and queens of this whole thing. So, you're the first people, and you should understand that you hold a beautiful place in my heart and God's heart. But, you know, there's a lot of bad apples in these trees, but we are those of us who believe and have faith in Jesus. We are all children under God. So that means anybody that looks like anything that believes and has faith in Jesus and is following that narrow road, that narrow path, is a child of God. So let's not divide ourselves by that. Just know that there's a lot of bad apples and bad fruits on various trees. Shake them off and keep pushing towards peaceful togetherness and connectedness, and that only that connectedness can be sounding cute. If it was like everybody just meditate together and have a good day, it'd be cute. If that was just it, that would be solve all the world's issues. But meditations can't solve all the world's issues. Only it's all prophesied. The world's stuff is going to be what it is, right? The only thing that's going to solve the long-term stuff is to have faith and believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through the Son. If you know that, then you will know that that is your way to salvation. You know? Period. Otherwise, it can be a very, 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 very shady and disgruntled path that we're on here in 2023, leading into 2024. God has, without question, looked out for me and my children, me and my crew. I've had some of the greatest things that ever happened in life happen to me during times of chaos and famine. And that's all glory to God. That has nothing to do with me, because I could have been gone, could have been lost through my own actions and just through the world. Sickness, disease, illness, all of it could have took me right on out. But God had other plans. What are the plans that God has for your life? If you're listening to this podcast, you're in the same position as me. Could have been taken right out. But God had other plans. You're here. You're listening. You could be listening for other reasons. Trying to find something. Trying to discover something. Trying to be mad about something. I'm trying to find something that's going to tick you right off. And then you want to turn this podcast off and protest it. Instead, you're going to be found to encounter a voice that is certainly happy that you have joined this podcast. Tuned in, I should say, and that wants to let you know that you're loved, maybe not by mankind, because, you know, we can be cruel and evil intentionally and unintentionally. That's what human beings do. We're good at that type of stuff. But you're loved by an all-consuming fire of God. Like, when I say fire, I mean like this love that just is all consuming. It wraps you in. It's warm. It's strong. And he wants you to know that he created you to come back to him. Right? Well, whether you want to call it, well, there's no him. And why are you saying they? And why are you saying him? And why are you doing this? Don't do that to yourself. That's the confusion that the devil is all about. The devil is the author of confusion. God doesn't give confusion. God gives you certainty. God is omnipotent. He's everywhere all the time. Trying to let you know that if you just seek him, you will find him. Period. A thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but, you know, your God comes to give you life and give you life in abundance. The thief is, well, Satan. It's the demon that's lying to you about everything, telling you that you're this and you're that and you're not that, and everybody should refer to you as this. Tell him to shut up and kick rocks. You should say, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by a wonderful God who loves me and who has created masterpieces. Look at me. I'm a masterpiece. Say that. You got to start telling yourself the truth when there's so many lies being fed to the world. The lies are loud. The truth is, well, searchable. You have to search for the truth. Just like if you're trying to find out the news, you don't want to look at Fox and CNN. You might want to read and search for the news that's not being shown to you on the mainstream media. Those are usually the independent sources that have our boots on the ground telling you the truth about things. Right? Now, I don't mean to dismantle mass media, because maybe one day I'll have my own show on network television. That's great. And I'll still do it this way. I'll still share the FCC unregulated truth. The non-FCC regulated truth. So, people, it's a wild, wild world that we are living in. So times are strange, but it's nothing that we cannot overcome by prayer and supplicating our lives to God. Knowing that these times shall pass, and eternity is at hand. I often say these in my most recent podcast. Eternity is at hand. Where are you going to end up? Later.
By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in this podcast.